US comedian Bill Cosby, once dubbed America's dad, will spend between 3 to 10 years behind bars after being convicted of sexual assault. As part of the sentencing, the 81-year-old has been designated a sexually violent predator. It's the first celebrity trial in the Me Too era. Our North America correspondent Zoe Daniel joined me a short time ago.
Bill Cosby's been given 3 to 10 years in prison. What that means is that he won't be able to apply for parole until he's at least 3 years into this sentence. He will also for life be categorised as a sexually violent predator. That means he must have counselling for life and he'll be put on the sex offender registry. In court, he's said to have removed his tie and his jacket. He was wearing a shirt and braces. He was then taken away and handcuffed. He didn't respond when the judge asked him if he would like to say anything in court, and nor did he say anything on his way out.
Zoe, just remind us of the conviction that led to the sentencing.
This is a long-running case relating to an accusation about an assault that took place in 2004. The woman involved is Andrea Constan. She was the director of basketball at a university in Philadelphia where Bill Cosby lives. She, in fact, settled a case against him, a civil case against him on this in 2005 for $3.4 million. Now, in a deposition from that case, Bill Cosby had admitted that he gave her drugs and alcohol. She claimed that she was not in a fit state to give consent and that he then molested her. She then chose to take that case to a criminal trial. He said that the interaction between them was consensual. But after this case was taken forward, Sabra, around 60 other women came forward with similar allegations against Bill Cosby. Many of the cases were outside the statute of limitations, but several of those women testified within this trial and also a previous one that went to a mistrial because the jury couldn't come up with a verdict, basically outlining similar allegations.
It is the first celebrity trial in the Me Too era. Were any of his accusers in court for this?
Yes, several of them were. And from that perspective, plainly, this will get a lot of attention. Sabra, this case went to a mistrial in 2017 when the jury couldn't reach a verdict. The district attorney said that he went back to the initial accuser, Andrea Constan, and said, what should we do? Being a basketballer, she said, let's follow through. So they decided to take this court case forward again. Several of those accusers were in court. Several said outside court that they were very emotional and happy about this verdict. And the judge also made comments in court, some final remarks, Sabra, saying this was a serious crime, that it was planned on Bill Cosby's part, and that in relation to Andrea Constand, that he took her young spirit and he crushed it. Here's what some of the accusers had to say outside the hearing.
And this is just going to show victims that they can make it through and that there's justice at the end. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.